welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter. Once again, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. It is a glorious day, even though it's rain, but we need rain.
We need rain right now. I'm happy about it. We had a 20% chance of rain, and it's been kind of a nice, steady little rain all day so far. It's still morning, but off and on we've had some nice little showers, and the garden is just loving it.
That is exactly what we need, and you have been harvesting some lovely, lovely produce.
Yeah, things are changing.
Yes.
Things are changing over from cool weather to warm weather crops.
What I love is that, say, oh, this morning I wanted some onions, and I said, could I get, you know, two or three medium onions? And I went off to take a shower, and when I came back, guess what was on the counter?
I went out in the pouring rain.
Okay, it was not pouring.
No. Hail. No, it wasn't bad. But I did go out and pull a few onions that, you know, they were okay. It's okay to pull some. They're starting to bend over, and I mean, they'll still grow some. But yeah, I was able to get some, and I just tested them. You were chopping them a little bit ago, and they're really good.
So
yellow, I'm sweet onions.
Super, super excited about the things that I can create in the kitchen with what you bring in from the garden.
Fresh food. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Last night we had our own salad blend, our own garlic and scapes and basil. We have some beautiful basil right now.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It took forever. I started all in the basement in probably January, February. And it was the tiniest little stuff. And I thought, boy, we're never going to get anything. It's like all of a sudden, it's beautiful.
It is. In fact, what I didn't use last night on our salad, I just left as a little bouquet on the kitchen counter.
It's nice.
Because it's gorgeous.
I like the way it looks and the way it smells. And so, so fresh stuff, yum.
So let's share with our listeners a little bit about last week and how we got so much done. There were a few times it was a little overwhelming and frustrating, but we got a lot done. And kind of like every day was like a week in a day.
It was, yeah. Well, we started out, we took off a couple of days just to relax. Really, we didn't relax a whole lot, but we did. We went to Missouri. And that was kind of nice. So for a really just an overnight,
right,
is mostly all it was. But you know, we need to refresh, and that was nice. And the thing is, it seems like when you do that this time of year in particular, there's a whole bunch of other things to do when you come home. So
right,
you know, it's kind of like when you take vacation from work, you leave for a week or so, and you come back to 3 months worth of work. That's always what it seems like. But to get away for a day was good.
It was. It was very good. And we also picked up some supplies that we needed. So the farm uses a lot of stuff, we find.
Many more. Yeah. And we had had, well, we still have trouble getting some of the ingredients and things that we need, or the price has gone up significantly, or it takes longer to get it, or all of the above.
Right.
But we just keep rolling with it.
We do. And as we do that, what we find is our end result is just, I don't know, it just really helps boost me. And I think for both of us, it just really builds us up when we have those end results. And we had several of those experiences this week as well.
Yeah, we did. We did.
And one of those that I think we talked a little bit last week about resetting the big tall beehive. And one of the beautiful things that occurred with that is we had an absolute full super of honey that yeah. we pulled.
We had no idea.
We didn't.
This was the cat's eye colony. And so that was a leftover from last year.
Yes.
The only one that survived out of three last year, but it was strong and they have been working hard.
Those girls are workers. And we have harvested that.
Yeah. And first spring harvest, yes. we think, in at least 5 years.
Yes. So it's a very, very light, very floral. We believe it has autumn olive and blackberry and raspberry and
orchard blooms. Because they were all over those in April.
Yes.
So that's probably when they were filling this super.
So it is just a delightful honey. So we extracted that and bottled it this week. That's a several step process.
Yeah. It's not like you just go get it and it's in the bottle. And yeah, right. It took us really a couple of weeks to get it all ready.
Right. But we do have a very limited quantity of honey that we are offering exclusively at the farm when we're open on Fridays. So get here early. We just have a little bit.
Yeah, we sold quite a bit last week. We bottled on Thursday morning and then throughout the day got the labels and sealed them up and all that. So they were ready for Friday opening at the Merck.
So that was fun. The Friday Merck opening was fun.
Yeah, I guess the Merck really was not open.
So, oh, yeah, it's the crib Merck.
It's like, I guess it was kind of outside in the corn crib.
Right, it's the crib Merck. As we have been in this phase of Illinois recovery from COVID, I do believe as we enter the next phase, we can move back into the building, which will be a little bit more comfortable because it does have air conditioning now.
Right.
And we will have some, you know, social distancing, a limited number of people in the building at any given time. But I think we can work that and we can accommodate that and everyone still stay safe and healthy.
Yeah. And if people don't feel comfortable coming in the building, we can offer a curbside pickup like we've been doing.
So absolutely. We
can do both. Last week we had some of our product outside and it was one of those days that got around 90 and we lost some of our product because it was too hot outside for it.
Right, particularly shampoo bars.
Yeah, shampoo bars did not fare well.
But you have a plan this week to replenish.
Yeah, some of those I can fix. Some of them I'm just going to have to create some more. But yeah, it'll be nice to have them in a climate-controlled environment. They
absolutely
will do better.
So I'm looking forward to that, having that reset and ready for our next opening on June 26th from 10 to 2. We'll be at the Merck, and then we will be at the 18th Street Farmers Market again on Saturday the 27th from 8 to noon. What we've learned about the farmers market, particularly in these early weeks where produce is still coming on, you need to shop early.
Yeah, we had a lot of produce, and I'm pretty proud of what we did have because, you know, we haven't been able to get some of our seed. The weather has not been fantastic. It snowed late, and, you know, it's been one thing after the other. It always is, but we
adapt
with that. But we had a lot of lettuce. We had snow peas. Some early, Martha had some potatoes.
Oh my gosh. Gorgeous potatoes.
She had a few of those already. So we're transitioning into warm weather, but we still had peas and radishes and some of the cool weather stuff.
Lettuce blend that is to die for.
Yeah, lettuce blend. But some of those things it's starting to get too warm for. I know we won't have radishes next week because I pulled all of them. And, so we're transitioning, but we had plenty of food. That was awesome. And
it was
starting to get hot. So we were ready to sell out early. I think we sold out of most everything by about 10:30.
We did.
So that was good.
So the market was a great day overall and a great day on Friday. But as I was mentioning earlier about having a week in a day, Thursday, I think, particularly, was our week in a day.
It was, yeah. And we have those sometimes.
We do. And when you look back, you think, wow, we really got a lot done in that space of one day, even though we had several setbacks.
We did, yeah. I quit the business several times.
Oh, yeah. That day. Oh, yeah. We did.
It's like, but I'm done with this.
Here we are again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you mentioned that we started that day with bottling honey.
So that was really good. That was a positive way to start.
That was quite positive. And then you went to the garden and started working out there and mowing.
Yeah, I started to mow, and our good mower's in the shop, so I had to use our old mower. And it has, well, it's down to like one cylinder. I don't know. It's a mess. Really, really slow. Has a wonky deck on the mower, so it doesn't mow very good. And it took me all day to finish what, with the other mower, would take a couple hours at the most.
Well, and not only that, but about 3/4 of the way through mowing the yard, that mower gave up the ghost.
It did, yeah. The end. It started smoking, and yeah, it was bad. So anyway, it did end up, it was a major drama, but it had to be parked. So I had part of the yard not mowed, which for me is a really, really hard thing. No mower available either.
Well, and when you factor in, that is Thursday afternoon, and we have people coming to the farm.
Yeah, we have people coming on Friday.
Right. So it needs to look nice.
Yeah, it does. And I want it to look nice. I don't want people to come out here and have to wade through weeds.
And so while you were outside on one cylinder mower, I was making English muffins, which was a first offering at the farm for that particular product. I had tested it. I'd done well with the testing. We had some folks sample those and give us good reviews. So I thought, I can do this. They're much more involved time-wise than scones are. But I thought I could do it. And I limited the number of bags of muffins that I was making. So I burned the first batch.
Yeah.
Like,
and you had enough ingredients to make exactly what we had sold.
So that involved some quick scrambling, a trip to town for more milk. And I think when I came back, you were still mowing.
I was trying to. I kept going out and starting the mower and trying to do another patch, but it was clearly dying.
So in between English muffin batches 4 and 5, which should have been 3 and 4, we took off in search of a new mower.
Yeah, and we found out from the John Deere dealer that another thing that has happened is they haven't been making mowers.
Right. So we were going to need to be on a wait list until September.
Mm-hmm. And I needed it that day. We went to another place to check, and they did have some mowers. Wasn't exactly what we had planned on, but we got the best one we could. And another unexpected expense, but we got the job done. So
we did, and
we came home.
I finished
muffins.
Yes,
and I finished the yard. I don't know, about between 7:30 and 8. I started working on it again. And we had a long, long day.
It was a long day, but we accomplished everything we set out to do that day.
Yep, we got the job done.
And
people got their muffins.
Friday, we really had a good day seeing our customers, visiting with people, and then a great day on Saturday at the market. And no, we did not really quit the business.
We're back in business,
at least
for this week.
We are going. That's right.
So yeah, another tail at the farm, not a cat tail, but you know,
we have those too.
And we are back in business, but sometimes you just get a little frustrated.
Right. I think the end of the business was like, you know, a couple minutes at a time.
Yeah.
And then we were back on.
Yeah, I really wasn't serious about it, but you know how it gets. You just get frustrated.
So we're still in business.
Yes, we're still in business, and we hope to see you Friday and Saturday at the, well, we'll be at the farm on next Friday, the 26th, and we'll be at the market on the 27th. So we hope to see you.
Absolutely. Come out and see us.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.